This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Kaysville Police Department Chief Deborah Hopkins Lung has issued a special notice to dog owners. The Kaysville Cemetery will no longer allow dogs to be walked in the cemetery due to owners not cleaning up after their dog. The city, the township, and the church are all in agreement about this decision, according to Hopkins Lung. Also, the police department noted that a ring has been found and turned in. If you are missing a ring and believe it may be yours, you can claim it by calling 989-856-3304. And if you can identify what it looks like and if it fits you, it will be returned to you. And another news for today. Some improvements to the Wells Township Hall and to the cemetery were approved by the Township Board of Trustees during their last meeting. The board hired an asphalt company to do some seal coating, crack filling, and parking lot stripping at the Township Hall at a cost of $2,880. The same company was also hired to do seal coating and crack filling at the cemetery at a cost of $4,860. Other issues that were discussed included contacting the Tuscola County Road Commission about the possibility of roadside signs regarding not littering, as well as a proposal for a new website for the township and what should be on the new website. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come pick it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us now to your news for the hour. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 p.m. today, Tuesday, July the 21st, in the boardroom at 60 West Sanilac Street in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to present a resolution honoring a retiring veteran employee, to approve a contract with the township for police protection services, and approve a contract with Foster Swift to represent the county in any and all related matters regarding alternative energy before the Michigan Public Service Commission. There'll also be a Finance and Administration Committee meeting after the board meeting. And according to the preliminary agenda for the second meeting, commissioners are expected to meet with an officer from the Health Department, meet with the Building and Grounds Supervisor as well regarding the disposal of a vehicle. And another news for today. A representative for the Grassroots Citizens for a Stronger Tuscola County gave a presentation on roads during the last Denmark Township Board of Trustees meeting. The presentation outlined the 6 high-risk intersections in the county, along with a proposed solution to making them safer. The intersections listed with a high number of accidents include Herd's Corner and Deckerville Roads, Irish and Birch Roads, Birch Run Road and M15, South Herd's Corner and East Bevins Roads, Herd's Corner Road and M46, as well as Fairgrove and Vassar Roads. Information was also provided about the proposed Amish bridge that the Amish wish to build to avoid motorized traffic on M53. According to the presentation, the county's road commission has not refused to address these issues. The presentation also noted that there will be a PowerPoint presentation on those issues at 6 p.m. at the Brentwood and Caro on Tuesday, July the 21st. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.